Hey everyone, it's Lisa Morton here with this week's Ghost Report. Like many of you, I was saddened yesterday to hear of the passing of the legendary Roger Corman. I think it is not at all inaccurate to say that Corman was one of the greatest Hollywood mavericks of all time. I mean, take a look at IMDb and you will see he has an amazing 491 producer credits and directed 56 of those. Corman was a guy who not only gave a lot of others their start in the business, but was also a doggone fine filmmaker himself. So I thought it would be fun this week to do a list of the 5 scariest movies that Roger Corman made. It would be easy to do a list of nothing but Edgar Allan Poe adaptations because Corman made a ton of those in the 1960s and several of them are considered absolute classics, but my personal favorite has to be 1961's The Pit and the Pendulum, which not only stars Vincent Price at his most unhinged, but pairs him with 2 gorgeous actresses, Luana Anders as his reasonable sister and Barbara Steele as his unreasonable and unfaithful wife. I love everything about this movie, from those stellar performances to the screenplay by Richard Matheson to Les Baxter's musical score. Next, we have 1963's Dementia 13, produced by Roger Corman and directed by a then-unknown young filmmaker named Francis Ford Coppola. That's right, nearly 10 years before he would make The Godfather, Coppola was working for Corman, making this little chiller that brought back Luana Anders, this time sporting a blonde wig and playing a not-so-nice widow in a castle that holds scary dolls, ghosts, and an axe murderer. Now on to 1970, when Corman produced The Dunwich Horror, directed by his longtime production designer Daniel Holler. This one is based on the works of H.P. Lovecraft, and while it's only partly successful in capturing the weird feel of Lovecraft, it's still tons of fun, featuring Dean Stockwell as the crazy cultist trying to sacrifice the innocent Sandra Dee. In 1978, Corman executive produced Piranha, the first solo directing gig for Joe Dante, who would go on to make Gremlins, The Howling, and a lot of other great stuff. Really intended to be not much more than a knockoff of Jaws, Piranha was enough of a hit to start its own franchise. It also features a cast of Corman regulars, including Barbara Steele, Dick Miller, and Paul Bartel. In 1980, Corman was executive producer on Humanoids from the Deep, giving a young female director, Barbara Peters, a step up by hiring her to make this nifty little thriller about marine monsters invading a small coastal town. Unfortunately, the movie wasn't a happy experience for Peters when Corman decided to beef up scenes of sexual assault against the director's wishes. Now, I'm going to finish this off with a surprise bonus edition of one of the greatest horror films ever made, 1991's The Silence of the Lambs, in which director Jonathan Demme paid back his old mentor by casting Roger Corman as FBI Director Hayden Burke. Roger Corman may have left this earthly realm, but his movies will be haunting us forever. I think I will go watch a few now, so I'm out of here, but I will return next week.